preacher 32 years ago that came back in the backwoods where I lived, the only son of a widowed mother. She had four little small orphan girls. And back in those terrible days, we almost starved to death. But God saved me back then. And that old man came down with old homemade, benched or botched up church and preached. And I got up and testified to what God had done for me. He came to me and said, "Son, God's got his hand on me." He said, "I want you to go with me to the annual conference. You need license to preach." I didn't know I needed them. They didn't help me preach up there. they took me. He took me and they examined me. Said, "Son, you better go home. What you going to do?" They said, "If we don't give you license." I said, "What am I going to do?" I said, "Don't make a bit of difference. I'm going back home and preach this gospel." I went back for mission worker's license. This same old man went back and got me again. I went back for mission worker's license. The superintendent made me stand up on the floor and he made sport of me. And the folks laughed at me. My long hair down my collar. And my clothes didn't fit me right. I was too poor to buy a white shirt. Didn't have a dime in my pocket. He said, "Son, you go back home and study some." That old preacher went back and got me again. And he said to the superintendent, "I want you to try this boy. Just give him a trial." Mr. Evans told it the other day in the preacher's conference at Lake City. He said, "I looked that boy over 32 years ago, and I finally decided, because this old man, old Brother McKenzie, had recommended him, that I'd give him license to preach, because I decided that if he didn't do any good, I didn't believe he'd do us any harm." And he gave me mission worker's license. That old man took me out of those woods and carried me out in revival meetings to preach with him. And every time he'd have a big crowd, he'd reach over to me and say, "Look here now, son, you preach tonight." And I didn't know what in the world to preach. And he wouldn't do like preachers do now. They're even too jealous to preach to and to now. Our pastors and men who have established themselves, they're afraid to take a young fellow out and not help him. But on the nights when the big crowds were there, he'd say, "Son, this is your night." He'd say, "There's one thing I know, and one thing I'm sure of. I'm not afraid to trust you tonight. You can do it." He knew more than I did. But I'd get up there and testify and preach like the world was going to come to an end tomorrow. People would flow down the aisles and get to God. A few years later, that old man came to his end. I went to him as he lay on his deathbed. And he reached up a tottering hand and caught mine and said, "Son," he said, "you preach with me since you was a boy. And," he said, "you've heard me tell the people this thing I'm due to live with." He said, "I'm fixing to cross the line of world." He said, "You go out and tell them it'll do to die with. It's good right now. Glory to God." I want to tell you something, man. It's a terrible thing to die and meet God. And I ask you tonight to let this be the time of your decision. Give your heart to God tonight.